Hey, listen, before we go any further, Rick mentioned something about Elon Musk's satellites. And I said Matt Woods from the Observatory would know something. He's on the phone.
Awesome.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Chris. How are you going?
Good. What can you tell us about Elon Musk's satellites, which Rick reckons he could see with his telescope going through the sky like some sort of, I don't know, intergalactic convoy?
Yeah, we've actually had a number of people messaging us and calling up and emailing us as well over the last couple of days. Elon Musk is trying this new thing called Starlink, which is going to be a constellation of satellites around the world. They're going to start off with about 1,200 of them, and eventually, probably into the mid to late 2020s, there should be about 2,400 of them. But they'll be providing wireless internet around the world, and it's causing quite a stir because people are starting to see them. There was a launch earlier this in mid-November. With about 60 launched, so they're still trying. Those ones are still trying to get into their orbit. So you're starting to still see tens or even into the teens of these satellites orbiting around with each other in convoys. So yeah, it's pretty impressive. Unfortunately, it's for us here in Perth, it's a little hard to see because they are a little bit faint. They're easiest to see when they've just been launched. But yeah, we're getting a lot of reports from the country of hey, we've seen. You know, 15 satellites flying in formation. I've seen some of the footage. It's pretty cool.
So we're talking about Wi-Fi in the sky.
Yeah, so this is going to be an interesting thing.
Mate, the way the 5G conspiracy crowd are going nuts over 5G, what are they going to do over Elon's satellites, mate?
Well, there's already some controversy in the astronomy world because they're getting in the way of some observations. So he's not the most favourite person in the astronomy world at the moment. But you know, imagine if you're living in Africa or you know South America, somewhere where it's, or even in country Australia where it's hard to get reliable internet and even decent speeds. You know, this is going to be an option in the next couple of years. They're wanting to start commercially providing this internet in 2020.
Mate, I got the slogan already. NBN sucks. Go for Elon's Wi-Fi in the sky and you will fly.
Yeah, well, I'm in the Perth Hills and, they don't... I haven't really noticed much difference from ADSL speeds, but again, the infrastructure up in the Perth Hills is probably, goes back to the dinosaur age, so yeah.
Well, mate, we were supposedly at the forefront of technology, had HFC cable, it was wonderful, we're forced to go to the NBN, and honestly, mate, it was like jamming the handbrake on while you were driving down the road.
Well, what's really interesting is it's going to actually, they're going to exist in three orbital shells. So they'll be anywhere. They'll all be above the International Space Station height, where that orbits. But they'll be communicating on KA, KU, and I can't remember what the third one is. But they'll be they're designed to be small and cheap, so that if there's any faults develop, they can easily be deorbited, and then they can send them up fairly quickly. Elon's planning a launch every 2 weeks of 60 of these satellites. So it's going to be fairly interesting to see what it's going to be like in mid-2020s with these satellites going around because they're in low Earth orbit. They're not geostationary orbits where they don't seem to move.
Yep.
That you'll clearly see, you'll be able to see them move, especially in when you're taking astrophotography or doing research. So, yeah.
Hey, Matt, thank you very much for your time at short notice. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, Matt Woods from the Perth Observatory. Well, there's one thing we've learned about Elon Musk, his favourite song, Eye in the Sky from the Alan Parsons Project.